save $500 if you call right now. Sears offers the latest material technology as well as a wide variety of styles and shades. Your new roof is inspected and professionally installed to meet or exceed all codes, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call Sears now and you'll save $500. Add beauty, protection, and peace of mind with Sears Roofing. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 1-888-839-1407. Hurry, offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call 1-888-839-1407 now and save $500 with Sears Roofing. That's 1-888-839-1407. Sears.
Military personnel will pause at Fort Hood, Texas today to remember the carnage that occurred there a year ago. Correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
Fort Hood will unveil a stone memorial engraved with the names of 13 victims after an awards ceremony honoring the soldiers and civilians whose actions that day went above and beyond the call of duty. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell says the Defense Department will continue to help those affected by the tragedy.
The entire Fort Hood family has shown truly exemplary strength and resilience as they work to recover. And we will continue to support them in every way that we can.
I'm Ross Simpson.
Baseball Hall of Fame manager Sparky Anderson has died at his home in Thousand Oaks, California at age 76. A family spokesman says Anderson died of complications from dementia. Anderson was the first skipper to win World Series titles in both the American and the National Leagues. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. Only it's very early this morning. It's dark outside, but I know it's a little later where you are. Anyway, this morning our guest, as every Friday, is Joel Skousen, and we're going to be talking about the elections. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to keep hammering away, trying to get people to understand that the media in the United States is controlled. And we don't get the facts. We don't get the truth. You know, we can find out how many people voted in this district and that district, but were the elections fair? Do they rig elections in America? Did they rig the election back in the year 2000 when George Bush got elected in because of what happened in Florida? Did they rig the election in Ohio in 1994, where they had precincts there with 800 people registered and 1,200 votes for George Bush? Did they rig this election? Well, we're going to hear Joel Skousen this morning going over some of the things. Certainly in many ways it was a great day for the Republicans, but can we trust the Republican leadership? Are they going to turn us away from the globalist agenda? Are they going to reinstall tariffs so that we can protect our industries and so we will have jobs here in America rather than sipping our jobs overseas? And, well, Joel, what do you think of what happened as far as the Republican sweep of the House of Representatives?
Well, certainly it was a wonderful change of direction. I was just discussing with my son on the way to the office this morning how, preparing for this new update of strategic relocation, I'm doing a detailed analysis of every state in the Union and the provinces of Canada, and in doing so I'm covering corruption and politics. And in going through the history of all the Midwest states, for example, it's Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, those types of states, they all had this populist, you know, there's a lot of German and Scandinavian hardworking immigrants, and they got taken down by the Dust Bowl period and the Great Depression. It was just a horrible time, and they got basically taken in by the socialist mentality of government's here to save you. And it's taken them decades for them to get over that, and they're finally all coming back to their conservative roots. And it's quite a marvelous change that's taken place. But unfortunately, as I'm saying in today's World Affairs Brief, salvation is not at hand for conservatives. The Tea Party movement, which drove the Republican victory, is bound to be just as disappointed in the Republican leadership as the nation has been with the false promises of change from Obama. Suddenly, or sadly, you know, there's nowhere near a sufficient turnover in the statist politicians to change the direction of the country. And that's because even though there were some significant Tea Party victories, nevertheless, most of the Republicans that were elected were mainstream Republicans, and they'll go along with people like John Boehner, who is, you know, a very much establishment politician, and that's why he's Speaker of the House. They don't allow a real, true conservative to be Speaker, and he'll go along with the globalist agenda, especially the continued warmongering around the world, which Republicans seem prone to accept as a matter of patriotism.
And yet it has nothing to do with America. It has nothing. We're not defending America by killing people over in Afghanistan and killing the Taliban, who we financed right up until September 11, 2001. I mean, if we wanted to defend America, why, we would pull our troops away from every place in the world, and we would strengthen America. But we're not doing that. We have our troops in 130 nations throughout the world, 720 foreign bases. We spend 40% of all the world spends on military right here. We have the largest military in the world, and this is all about globalism and creating world government. Has absolutely nothing to do with defending America. Has everything to do with destroying America, destroying our sovereignty, because our leaders are globalists dedicated to world government and the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation. Go right ahead.
You know, and what leaders are not directly committed to a globalist cause are committed to going along to get along. And that's, you have the ability of, you know, even people who aren't part of an open conspiracy, they aren't members of the Trilateral Commission, a conspiracy to bring us into a new world order, still they go along, they can be predictably called upon, pressured, and many of these people, I think, have immorality and other things that the government has tape recordings on and can blackmail these people into submission. Well, as far as the election results, give you a rundown on these things. Good riddance, of course, to the House of Representatives First Lady Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, even though she survived her re-election in a very liberal district. At least we won't have to see her constantly on television. And there was also a warning shot aimed at activist judges standing for election. Unheard of result in Iowa. Three Supreme Court justices lost their seats Tuesday for having voted in 2009 or had made the decision to allow same-sex couples to marry. Tea Party Senate wins. Of course, Rand Paul was the big one for the Tea Party, a true hard-fought victory on the merits against mainstream Republican candidates and a mainstream Democrat. Senator Mike Lee, Utah, an easy win in a state where if you win the Republican primary, you win the election because it's a solidly, extremely solid Utah state, about two-thirds Republicans to one-third Democrats, and almost all those Democrats are in the Salt Lake City area. This was the seat that took the place of Robert Bennett, who was ousted in the primary for being too moderate, or too liberal, as we would say. Senator Marco Rubio, a real up-and-coming star, hopefully he won't compromise or change, but he beat down both the establishment's preferred candidate, Charlie Crist, and the Democrat, who Bill Clinton and other establishment people tried to talk into withdrawing in order to help Crist win. And there was Senator Tom Coburn of Oklahoma. He won re-election, a true conservative, solid conservative. Senator Dan Coats, Republican of Indiana, who captured Democrat Evan Bayh's old seat. John Boozman, Republican of Arkansas, defeated Blanche Lincoln. She's the one who was supposed to be a very conservative Democrat who sold out on Obamacare. Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, who ousted Democrat Russ Feingold. The only thing I hate to see about Russ Feingold leaving is he was pretty solid in the defense of people's privacy rights from both the Bush administration and the Obama administration invading those, and he was against all of this secret surveillance. And unfortunately, well, Ron Johnson will take up that, of course, and continue as long as it's the Obama administration. What we worry about is what Republicans get in there.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Scott.
Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Well, good morning. Again, Dr. Stan here, our guest Joel Skousen. We're talking about the results of the election. But people, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I'm very happy for the Republican sweep. But remember, it was the Republicans that gave us the wars. They went right along with George Bush. They went right along with torture. And, of course, Barack Obama criticized those. Oh, my goodness, you know, terrible things, the Bush administration. He gets in. He continues the wars. He continues the torture. And basically, of course, he pulled our troops out of Iraq. Only changed. He says there's no combat troops now. They're the same troops they were before, but now we call them trading troops. And we're going to keep a permanent base there in Iraq. He's going to continue the Bush administration's policies. And we have to understand that behind the scenes, the people who really control both political parties are people controlled by the globalists, have the same exact agenda, the same foreign and domestic policies. The only hope we have is that some of these new 60 congressmen are going to stand up and say, we're not going to go along with your agenda. We're going to support our Constitution. We're going to try to preserve freedom in America. Our loyalty is not to the globalist dream, but maintaining the sovereignty and unique attributes of the United States of America and its Constitution, which will be totally trashed by the globalist agenda as they destroy our sovereignty and move us into the New World Order. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, interesting on the Afghanistan situation. Obama, wants to pull the troops out, or says he does, by 2011, about 9 months from now. And it's Republicans who are trying to stop that and make sure that they stay in Afghanistan. I mean, it's really stupid that just to oppose Obama, they start doing something that plays into the globalist hands. Now, I am completely convinced that Obama, the war in Iran will stop the Obama withdrawal anyway. But for the Republicans to get on the other side of the fence and continue, as if they could win this war, you cannot create democracy, and that's not the intent of being in Afghanistan. There's all kinds of ulterior reasons, from the oil pipeline to control of the opium trade, which fits right neatly in with the dark side of government operating its own drug trade around the world, especially in the West, and now they've got the Eastern trade, which used to be controlled by the communists. But our government is awash in drugs for their own purposes. But anyway, the Republicans follow the leader when it comes to being what they call strong on defense and supporting our troops, and it means getting in the support column for the globalist agenda. And this is mostly unknowing for most of the Republicans, but not certainly people, leaders like John Boehner. Well, there were several claimed Tea Party wins that were really more mainstream than Tea Party, like Kelly Ayotte in New Hampshire, who defeated more conservative Ovid LaMontagne in the primary. Mark Kirk of Illinois took Barack Obama's Senate seat from the Democrats. Pat Toomey, a Republican of Pennsylvania who supports the Republican war agenda and is soft on shutting off government deficit spending. That's going to be a big issue, which I'll cover in a minute. Senator John McCain, of course, is a pure Republican in name only, works for the establishment, got a lot of skeletons in his closet that they cover up for, so he's a bought and sold politician, who, of course, pretended to be very, very conservative on immigration, which was a total lie in his state of Arizona. Now, the big losses, of course, Sharon Angle lost against Harry Reid in Nevada. I believe that was an absolute stolen election, and I'll give the details shortly. Carla Fiorini lost to Barbara Boxer in California. That was an election skewed by illegal Latino votes. Christine O'Donnell in Delaware, she was sunk by her own juvenile mistakes. Republican Joel Miller, I'm predicting, will lose to establishment Republican Lisa Murkowski in Alaska, who got a little write-in help from her friends in the state election machinery. Dino Rossi losing to Washington arch liberal in Washington State to arch liberal Patty Murray. Ken Buck to Michael Bennett in Colorado due to overwhelming illegal Latino voter registration in the Denver area, where 81% of this group voted for Bennett. And it does point out the fact that one of the reasons for the multicultural agenda is to use the Latino vote to water down conservative vote in California, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado. In fact, there are Latinos everywhere. And as I said, in doing an analysis of every state in the union for my update on strategic relocation, I found out that every state that has, a massive amount of Latino population now because of either service industry in the hotels and the various jobs of that, or agriculture. It's just everything is run by Latinos now. So every state has a Latino minority that's growing, and in some places it's the majority, like in Denver, where the Caucasians are no longer the majority in Denver. Latinos are. Well, in governor races up and down, we had, of course, Tom Tancredo's loss in Colorado. This was very unfortunate. He ran on the Constitution Party candidate because the very poor showing the Republican, establishment Republican they put in, was going to lose by landslide. So he jumped in the race as a third-party Constitution Party candidate and almost pulled it off. Had the Republican been true to conservative principles, he would, of course, backed off and allowed Tom Tancredo to win, but he didn't, because he's not true to conservative principles. He's playing to the Republican establishment, who does not want Tom Tancredo in. He is their enemy. He's like Ron Paul. He's very principled and a very powerful speaker as well, as you know, Stan. I think he's still got a place to play in conservative politics. Had he won, it would have been the first major victory for the up-and-coming Constitution Party. Rick Perry, of course, won in Texas. That was a victory for the establishment, not Texas. He's a globalist masquerading in sheep's clothing. This Rex Scott's victory in Florida was a strong victory for change, replacing Charlie Crist. However, we still don't know enough about Scott's private billion-dollar business ties to the healthcare industry to know if his conservatism is real or not. Florida is a notorious corrupt state, so it will take more than good intentions to change things there. Meg Whitman's loss to in California to Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown does not bode well for California, but with the strong Democratic majorities in the legislature, it is doubtful anyone can save that bankrupt state. Oregon came close to electing a Republican, Chris Dudley, in a very well-fought campaign, but in the end, the liberals in Portland and Eugene prevailed. Just as they prevailed with Patty Murray. Just the Democrats outnumber the Republicans in these major metro areas by huge amounts, and so it overwhelms the other half of the state, which is conservative in the rural areas. But I think they deserve what they get as Oregon drifts towards insolvency, and the blame will go to the Democrats. Republican Matt Meade's win in Wyoming, a first for Republicans in many years in that state, may be a problem. Although claiming to be pro-gun, he's a U.S. attorney who, you don't get to be a U.S. attorney unless you're a player with the establishment, and he always took the side of the government against gun owners, so I'll be watching him carefully. Republican Bill Haslam won in Tennessee as a strong Tea Party platform, but his record shows lukewarm attitudes toward gun rights and the tendency to raise taxes. He's a little too establishment to make me comfortable. Scott Walker seems to be a legitimate conservative in Wisconsin, dedicated to reform of this high-taxing state. The John Kasich win of for Republicans in Ohio does not give me confidence. Ohio is a very politically corrupt state. A lot of globalists have property and big acreages and estates in Ohio. The Kasich family is very much part of the power structure. Globalist Rupert Murdoch was his old boss at Fox TV. Murdoch gave Kasich $1 million contribution to his campaign. Kasich also has ties to Wall Street. And this,
you know, one of the things that bothers me, how can, you know, Soros give $1 million to a candidate where you and I are limited to a couple of thousand? How does it, does Soros get away with giving?
This was Rupert Murdoch.
I'm sorry, I'm Rupert Murdoch.
Well, I'm not sure. I haven't investigated that, how he gets away with that, but I'll have to find it. Certainly it was parsed out into different entities or organizations, or else it was maybe a contribution that was not direct to the candidate but paid for advertising, which is legal as an independent group. In any case, Republican Brian Sandoval's win in Nevada was important. He was running against Harry Reid's son, Rory. It's a relief to Nevadans who don't want to have a Reid dynasty there. Susana Martinez won in New Mexico, breaking a long Democratic reign, and Republican Terry Branstad won in Iowa, which is a first for a long time in Iowa. Both Martina and Branstad were endorsed by Sarah Palin, who seems more adept at giving endorsements than winning the future presidency. Yeah, I think it would be great if she'd be satisfied with acting as a facilitator for the Tea Party movement rather than setting her eyes on the presidency. But, of course, there are people behind her, establishment advisors, who are pushing her toward the presidency. I think they intend to use her as a foil in the next election. I don't think that she is electable. Overall, it's my considered opinion, if the election had been fair, it would have been a landslide for Republicans, winning both the House and the Senate. There's so much anger over the Obama administration. However, the powers that be were sufficiently successful in manipulating the public, the press, and the electoral process that it blunted the Tea Party Express, making it only a partial victory. It doesn't appear that the manipulation experts applied their efforts equally around the country, but rather concentrated on areas where Democratic leaders were at risk and where they already had political machines in place that could skew the election results. We'll never know, of course, all the machinations that took place in secret, because these conspiracies are pretty good at keeping things secret. But we do see the effects of manipulation in many ways. So first of all, I'll cover press manipulation. The basic technique for manipulation of public opinion is to use media exposure to cover up and downplay your favored candidates and give major coverage and accentuate the faults and the verbal gaffes of those the media wants defeated. But it's not just candidates that have staffs working overtime to dig up dirt and check through statements and writings of candidates targeted for defeat. The press does this too. Nothing was more telling than the story about the press in Alaska, which essentially was caught on a recording. They had called the campaign of Joe Miller and left a message on their phone, and they'd failed to hang up on their end. And while they were sitting around talking about how they could go to the next meeting, and they wanted to try to find some support of Joe Miller, who was a sex offender, so that they could say, blasted across Alaska, sex offender, you know, supports Tea Party candidate, and destroy him by association. Incredibly, you know, that's everybody downplayed that, but it's a major story because it's real live proof that the media really is not neutral and has an agenda. And that agenda in Alaska played out very powerfully, as Lisa Murkowski was able to get help from everybody, the press, you know, to stop Joe Miller. And I wasn't really that enthused about Joe Miller, a wealthy person who doesn't seem to have a lot of principles. His guards rode roughshod on a reporter and other things, but certainly he would have been better than Lisa Murkowski. The media,
and didn't actually the state somehow send out a mailing on supporting Murkowski? I mean, she's a write-in candidate. Write-in candidates ordinarily don't win, and yet somehow they put out a message, you know, that she was the write-in candidate, which they never should have done.
Right. That's how she got help from her friends in state government. They basically gave her a free mailing to every person in the state saying that these are the people, you know, running for this office as a write-in candidate, and explaining to people how you do it. I mean, that's an amazing boost that no amount of dollars could have, you know, paid for. So that's how I think she's going to win this election. That was definitely intervention by the Republican establishment there to contribute to the defeat of a Tea Party candidate. Of course, it will still be a Republican, but she'll be an establishment Republican that will vote, you know, the way that Mitch McConnell wants to, and he's certainly no conservative in our camp. Well, the media contributed mightily to the defeat of Christine O'Donnell by focusing on her youthful foibles, dabbling in witchcraft. Every incautious word that Sharon Angle in Nevada said was played up to maximum effect. They even went after Rand Paul for some minor hijinks in college.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. OrganiGold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Gowron, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Joel Skousen. Before we go on, Joel, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get a copy of the World Affairs Brief and subscribe to it, because this is an excellent sort of information. The information you're not going to get through the regular channels, and of course it's an appraisal of what's really going on, the news behind the news, the story behind the story. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, my website is worldaffairsbrief.com. It's where I showcase a synopsis of the current World Affairs Brief, and people can get a sample copy of the World Affairs Brief if they want to consider subscribing by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Lots of free things on the website, especially the rundown of the top news stories each day, which my research staff is sending them to me, post them for everyone so that they can at least get our opinion of what are the best stories out there, the ones with the least disinformation. And, of course, I add my analysis, as I'm doing today in this World Affairs Brief edition of our show. Also showcased on my website are a list of my books from my architectural career on high-security residences. So top-selling book is called The Secure Home. Big as a phone book. It has everything from A to Z about how to secure a home or a retreat or remodeling with self-sufficiency and high-security features in case there are problems someday, which it appears as if this United States is really headed for problems. I have another book about how to build a high-security safe room in a home and a basement. And, of course, there's Strategic Relocation, which is currently out of print, but will be available in December. And all of those books also are available from Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And they're among our best sellers. We have a little mail order business, and Joel's books are very, very certainly popular, and they should be, because, ladies and gentlemen, we're entering into a very difficult time, and you're seeing the destruction of our monetary system. You're seeing the attempts to destroy the sovereignty of our nation, merge us into a world government, and I believe that I've been told by people who are with military intelligence, they've been told to probably leave the country, they're retired, get out of the country, there's going to be civil unrest here. begin making your preparations. I think we're in for some very difficult times. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, there's not a few of these ex-CIA and government people that have gone and built lavish homes at ski resorts in Colorado with major bunker systems in their home. You know, as someone who designed those systems, I never took those type of people as clients. But I did run into contractors who told me about certain homes that they'd worked on that had these bunker systems, and they were all CIA and government employees. So these people know that something big is happening, and we believe that American people ought to be thus prepared. And I think what we're looking at is nuclear war, not just a random terrorist attack. But it's interesting, going back to the election here, how people like CNN, Rachel Maddow, go out to attack and discredit people. First of all, they comb through their writings like they did to Art Robinson, running against liberal leftist Peter DeFazio in Oregon. He's a anti-global warming scientist, very, very credible, and she combed through his writings, and you can find in Art's writings some things that are kind of out there, even though he thinks things through very well, and if he says something, even if it appears way out there, it's worthy of considering. Anyway, she picked out one of his things that talked about distributing nuclear waste in a diluted form across the oceans, and you know, she feigned. Did you really say this? Did you really believe that, you know, you can throw nuclear waste around the world and, make it some horror story? And she just wanted a yes or no. She was not about to give him the 30 minutes it would have taken to establish the scientific background for the theory of how diluting low-level nuclear waste is not harmful and how, in fact, some background radiation is actually beneficial to human beings. But naturally, she only wanted the yes or no answer. And so that leaves the befuddled audience with the impression that this is a kook, this is an extremist. And so that's the way that the media operates. Other manipulation in the election, of course, there was voter registration fraud. World Net Daily head Joe Farah talked about a Mexican family with an 18-year-old daughter getting a letter from the California Democratic Party, a letter from Bill Clinton, stating, now that you are registered to vote, it said, here's your voter card, just sign the card and go down and vote. Well, not only was she not a citizen, she had never registered to vote. But somehow they'd got lists from the government of illegal aliens, and they printed out voter cards for them that were valid in California, where no identification, by the way, is necessary. And so this was voter registration fraud. It happened in Colorado and other places, and it did have a decisive effect in this election.
But the fact that they would actually take and register illegal immigrants and then give them a card saying, now you can go and vote, when they know they're illegal immigrants, that's criminal activity, and those people ought to be in prison. And yet, of course, since the people who control our government are the people who are doing this, they're going right along with this, why, of course, we've essentially lost any hope, of ever changing the direction of our country. When people can engage in fraud, find out who the illegal immigrants are, register them. And they don't register. They register for them, and then they tell them to give them the card and tell them who to vote for. Why? I mean, we're in real trouble, Joel. This has got to be stopped.
Well, and unfortunately, we can't depend on the Republicans to file suit against this because they're doing nothing about this. And no one. But you can bet if the Republicans had done that the government would be out there hauling them before court. There were all kinds of recorded phone messages, robocalls, as they call them, putting out disinformation to confuse voters about where to vote and when to vote, what paperwork to bring for voter ID. Fox News put up a website called Vote Fraud, or had an email address, votefraud@foxnews, and encouraged everyone on their television audience to mail in any examples of vote fraud. They got 17,000 emails within one day of the election. 17,000. They also stole votes through absentee ballots. People went to vote, one in Virginia, that wrote about and said, they said I couldn't vote, that I'd already voted by absentee ballot, and he had not. And so somebody stole his vote by essentially had access to his name, address, et cetera, and filled out an absentee ballot for him, voted for the Democrats, and he was denied his vote. Now, that's vote fraud. Now, of course, there's nothing worse than the electronic voting fraud, and I did cover this story in last week's brief, but to recap, of course, you have voting machines electronically changing straight-ticket Republican votes to straight-ticket Democratic votes. They did that In 2008 as well, they had certain counties, the whole counties, where they reversed the number of people who wrote straight Republican to straight Democratic. And they talked about voting machines in Nevada, of course, where you would punch, for a candidate, and it would still come up, vote for Harry Reid. I mean, this is electronic voting error and vote fraud. It can happen, and they don't even actually have to invade local machines, though it appeared that they did, because these glitches were showing up on the screens of the actual voting machines, but which have their own, computer system right there. But they also had attacked or attached software and code to the state computers that were tracking all the input from the local machines, so that when they come forward, they have a program there changing the votes or giving a certain amount to Harry Reid.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen here at the American Freedom Network.
Are you looking for answers for your physical, mental, and financial health? Ganoderma, King of Herbs, is a great start because it works. Organigold International brings only the healthiest and purest state of 100% certified organic Ganoderma throughout their products and beverages. For information, call Gus Scourin, 970-587-2101, or check our webpage at www.bridgetscoffee.organigold.com. Once again, call 970-587-2101.
If you're a health-conscious woman interested in fitness, join the Beth Messiah congregation as they welcome Deborah McCoy, an excellent, experienced personal trainer. Deborah will share her wisdom and fitness techniques. Plan on attending Sunday, November the 7th at 10:30 to 1:30 for a brunch at KHNC Lobby. Please bring a dish to share. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information and ask for Sharon. That's 1-800-205-6245. See you Sunday, November the 7th.
Roosevelt High School could win $100,000 for more and new computers. They need your help through November the 7th. Roosevelt High School is one of 15 national finalists to win $100,000. Runner-up is $50,000. The entry was entirely done by students, and they need your vote every day. To vote, please go to the website http://ourschoolneeds.discoverbing.com. That's ourschoolneeds.discoverbing.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, our last segment of the program. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, one of the ways that you can tell that there's electronic manipulation going on is to compare the results to exit polls. exit polls are pretty accurate now, and there were significant exit polling done in Nevada, and they clearly showed that there was approximately a 55% to 45% disapproval of Harry Reid and the job that he were doing. They asked two separate questions, and the results were always either 55 to 44% or 55 to 41%, saying that he ought to be removed, and yet he comes out winning the election. How do you do that? Well, you do that by skewing the vote. There's no way that Harry Reid could have won with those kind of poll numbers. And in fact, when I was driving through the Las Vegas area, it's a land where political signs are the heyday, including local political races. I mean, it's a sea of political signs in the Las Vegas area, something to be viewed. But not only were there, as normal, candidates or signs pro-Angle and a few signs for pro-Reid, there were tons of signs against Reid. I mean, actual people put up political signs against Reid that were not part of the Sharon Angle campaign, just wanted him out of there. I've never seen that kind of thing. There was such a wave of dissatisfaction there. And for him to come and win this meant that they had to intervene in the voting process. And one of the telltale signs, one of the most important telltale signs, was that from the time that they had about 25% of the vote in, which was in essence the first ballots coming in, they quickly get up to 25%. The spread between Engel and Reid was 5 percentage points, and it stayed perfectly 5% for the entire rest of the race, up to 100% of the vote. Now, that's impossible to do because there are strictly Republican districts in Nevada, and there are strictly Democratic districts that have heavy Democratic, and so you're going to see when waves of these come in, you're going to see the percentage points go up, and the, you know, it's going to vary. It didn't vary one, and that meant that there was a program in there basically keeping the spread difference at 5 percentage points and doing whatever it can to change the vote to do that. And it's very easy to do. The people at the University of Michigan who tapped into the D.C. voter machines and hacked into them were able to do precisely that and put down any kind of code. They even put the University of Michigan fight song at the end when people had finished voting to show the power of what they can do in hacking into these
machines. But I think that this is really a strength for us. We need to start talking about they rigged the vote, they rigged the vote, they rigged the vote, they stole the vote. And people have to understand this is how the system works. These people are not honest. They wanted to reelect Harry Reid. And until the people are incensed and get rid of the electronic voting machines and are there at the polls to make sure that the paper ballots are properly counted and properly compiled, until people understand that we're dealing with ruthless people who don't believe in representative government, it's all about power. I mean, if we can just get the American people riled up, as I think the Tea Party is doing it, but they still aren't telling the people it's all about globalism. They are telling the people what the solutions are and how the part that the banks are playing simply by refusing to loan so that they can maintain this collapse of our economy. I mean, this is all contrived. People have to understand that they are being deprived of their life savings. They're being deprived of their freedom and of their children's freedom. Until the American people get riled up and understand these are not honest people and they don't play by the same rules we do, once that happens, maybe we can begin to take America back.
Well, certainly the partial success of this election, election helps. At least the Democrats won't be able to cram any more of their major pieces of legislation down our throats, except for the fact that they've got a lame duck session. They can still, with their present majorities, cram down some legislation, and they've got a list that will curl your hair. They want, of course, to pass the DREAM Act. This is a soft kind of amnesty. It gives the children of illegal immigrants a chance to learn to earn legal residence and get a college education. The trouble is the fine print allows many more than just children to benefit from this. There's dangerous UN-driven treaties like the Law of the Sea and the Small Arms Treaty they'd like to push through. There's the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that bans gays from serving in the military. They want to cram that through in this lame duck session. But that does more than just ban Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It gives gays in the military actually protected status and makes people who disagree and don't want to be around gays, puts them in the position of being rousted out of the military. It's just the opposite of what people think. The Democrats, of course, want an extension of unemployment insurance benefits and a freeze in the schedule that cuts doctors' Medicare reimbursements. Some key Democrats want to pass renewable electricity standards, which would ban incandescent light bulbs over time and many appliances. Senator Lieberman of the Home Security Committee wants to push his cybersecurity bill, which would give government a dangerous amount of control over the Internet. These are all must-passes pieces of legislation, so we aren't out of the woods yet.
Well, I think hopefully after the new Congress comes in, we'll have gridlock, the greatest thing we can have, so nothing will get accomplished, and they won't be able to do any more harm. But I agree with you. This lame duck session is a dangerous time, but what we're seeing is people mad and angry, and that's why we had the sweep. I think we have to build upon that, but we've got to get to these people and get them to understand the media is controlled, the voting system is controlled, and our leaders hate America. They have a different agenda. And until people can understand globalism, until they understand that they are intentionally shipping our jobs overseas, and the goal is to impoverish the American people, once they understand that, hopefully they'll rally behind the cause of trying to preserve this nation.
Well, unfortunately, the Republicans will not be able to remove and kill Obamacare. They don't have control of the Senate. so they wouldn't be able to get it passed, and they'd have to have a two-thirds majority in both House and Senate to override a veto of the president. They probably will be able to extract or get some modification for extremely unpopular provisions like the 1099 tax form provision. We'll have to rely on the courts to declare the mandatory provisions unconstitutional. I only give it a 50-50 chance. The case is clear. It's clearly unconstitutional. There is no constitutional power for the government to mandate that people buy private insurance. Unfortunately, there is constitutional, or not constitutional, but case law which upholds the power of the government to make you buy Social Security. The only difference there is that Social Security is a government program, and this is a completely private insurance thing. So the court may rule and open the door for government insurance by saying, yes, it's illegal to force people to have private insurance, but it's not illegal, they'll say, for the government to force people to have government insurance. And then it'll give them an open door to do that.
Well, we're out of time, Joel. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks very much for being with us this morning. Bye-bye.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a Warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel a dramatic performance elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You really have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work hard at physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
The fall run has started and the cattle are moving. Now it's time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficiency, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin's been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for the control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Bitril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin tulathromycin injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. Pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
Hey, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoy our program with Joel Skousen this morning. But basically, the media is coordinated to destroy the pro-American position. It's controlled by six major corporations, certainly. And if you haven't heard our talks on media control, there's a great book. We don't carry it because they made it very difficult to get it, but it's called The New Media Monopoly by Professor Ben Bechtikian, and basically he will tell you, you know, there's six major corporations, they're all interlocking directorates, but of course he doesn't understand they're all controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations, America's invisible government, but they slant the news. Now, he thinks they're right-wing, you know, and they represent the terrible right-wing. He really doesn't understand how this whole system works. They control both sides, the right and the left. The conservative, the liberal, the Republicans, the Democrats never give the suckers an even chance. They've infiltrated so many of the so-called conservative and patriotic organizations. So they're neutralized. They will never tell you the full truth. They'll tell you a lot of the truth. Everybody's in favor of freedom. But they'll never tell you, of course, about the invisible government, about the corporate elite, about how the bankers are working to destroy our economy by not lending money. This is done intentionally. And what's the benefit for them? Why, Bank of America has a million homes it's foreclosing on right now. A million homes it's foreclosing on. Who's going to end up with all the homes and the wealth in America and the farms and the businesses? The banks are. And that's why they're contracting the monetary supply and not lending. Understand what they're doing. And if you look at M3, you'll see how they're shrinking it. At the same time, the Federal Reserve is pouring money out, but they know it's not going to work. What you need to do is, Chris, get the banks lending, get our tariffs back up to protect American jobs, and nobody's talking about it. Well, you need, of course, to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, read our newsletters. We do have an excellent talk on the financial Armageddon. It's available with a syllabus. It's a DVD. You need to know how they're destroying the lives of our children. You need to get the DVD. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda. We're vaccinating little children all throughout the world to destroy their fertility and to destroy their minds and to destroy their health. That's what it's all about. You need to understand the dangers of vaccination. And, oh, they're effective. Yes, we've cut back on the incidence of chickenpox, and we're not seeing the epidemics we used to have. And now one of every six American children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality or learning disability.